everybody. I thank you for your attention. I know that I'm the fourth person in this room, and there is not too much oxygen left in the room, but maybe you have some attention for this last presentation. I'm Sándor Sipos from Hungary. I'm a leadership trainer, business and life coach, and in the next 20 minutes, I will show you a tool that makes people ready to deal with their everyday lives, difficulties, complicated problems, dilemmas, issues, in a more successful way that they would do without this tool. Because I think that we can agree that everybody has difficulties in their life. We don't put them on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, you check somebody's Facebook page and, oh, how happy he or she is, or she is. Yeah, me not. But okay, everybody has difficulties, whether we admit it or not. This can be smaller dilemmas or difficulties or life problems. Like, for example, you have 3 school kids, but your spouse travels a lot, so he's not around, and you have to solve the morning logistics. This is a difficulty for a lot of people in their lives. Or there can be more bigger dilemmas or difficulties, like you had a bad quarrel with one of your best friends, and how to solve this, how to get your relationship back on track. Or maybe you need some time to start writing your book or your blog, but you can't find it because of the family and work and stuff. So these are a lot of difficulties we have, but as I experienced in my profession as a coach, that most people struggle when trying to solve these difficulties in life. So a lot of times people run around the same circles again and again and won't find the ideal solutions. Sometimes, of course, we can solve these difficulties, but a lot of times I experience that either we carry them for years with us and we don't solve them, or we find a solution, but this solution is far from ideal. And that's why some people sometimes seek help for these difficulties to solve. This can be help from a friend who can give us emotional support, and a real friend, not a Facebook friend who we don't admit yet to have difficulties. And sometimes we seek help from a professional, from a coach, from a therapist, from a counselor. So somebody whose profession is to help, which is a very good thing to seek for help, and you can't solve something alone. The problem is that there are some difficulties in life when we don't usually seek for help. It's not in the norm of the society. Like in my previous examples, for example. Oh, it's not a big issue, you say to yourself. It's not a big issue. I can handle it. I can do it. But sometimes you can't. And you don't seek help. You would need to solve it alone, but a lot of people are not skilled enough to deal with this because of the stress, because of the anxiety it causes, running around the same circles again and again, and somehow can't solve the problem. So me and my wife, who is also a coach, a life coach and a business coach, we had a vision. We had a vision that we would like to make the impact of professional coaching or any kind of helping more available to as many people as needed. Because we have to be honest, a lot of people don't have time to seek help, don't have the money to seek help from a professional. It's also time-consuming, so they don't have time. It's a process. We have to dedicate time to arrange it, okay, 1 or 2 hours a week, and again, it's a long process. So, but they carry those difficulties, so we wanted to give people something they can use to cope with these difficulties. But there was our first problem. So how can we do it without the coach, without the therapist, without the person? Because we want people to help solving their problems on their own, but that also means that there is no personal help available. There is nobody else in the room. And the problem is that in our profession, we experienced I've been doing this for 15 years, developing people. So I experienced that the most impactful, the most important effect when you improve somebody, when you help somebody, when there is some improvement, skill development, anything, is personal presence. You work with your personality. So yeah, that's a tricky problem. How to solve it? How to solve it? Okay, we went through and we were thinking about, so how to substitute this personal presence, because we found that personal presence is very good to let the other people, the other person in the room, find hidden contents in their mind they can't find alone without the help of a coach. This can be hidden emotions, hidden fears, hidden thoughts, hidden intentions, and they just can't reach it. So, yeah, of course, with your personality, your personal presence, you can help it. But we wanted to find another solution, and we found symbolic thinking. Symbolic thinking, which is it's a magical thing. We found that it's really a magical thing, because it can connect you with your subconscious contents, with your emotions, with your fears, with your unspoken ideas and thoughts. And it, symbolic thinking can do it without the presence of another person. It's really magical. Just let me give you an example. Okay, just imagine your situation, your recent situation, and you started to your trip here to this conference, to this moment. So I can say, imagine your first experiences about this conference. Your first, from the registration, your first the pre-days, and your first the keynotes, and so on. Imagine this situation. And then I will show you three simple symbols. I'd like to ask you to select the one that best describes your first experiences about the conference. Just select the one. Which one of these symbols best describes your... Don't think too much. Just select the one that best describes your first experiences. Who could select? Hands up. Of course. So easy. So easy. Here are three symbols. Select which symbol best describes your first experiences about this conference. The question is the same. Who could select one? Of course you can select. It's very easy. Okay, the last one. Which one of these symbols? Okay, the lady there could select it. Okay, who could select? Okay, it's fantastic because it's very quick. It's mm-hmm. very quickly. Because it picks your right brain, it touches your right brain, and your right brain, your associative brain, is much quicker than your left brain, your analytic brain. It's a very quick, very unconscious process. You found your symbol, you found much before you raise your hand. It's just one moment, and you found it. So we found this method to reach out these hidden contents, the emotions of the users, because this will be an application, digital application. So to reach out the emotions, the fears, the unspoken ideas very, very quickly. And it's very good, but it's not enough. It's not enough because we believe in whole brain concept. Right brain is not enough. It's very, fashionable, talking about right brain. But we cannot live without a left brain. So we needed to find some way to connect the right brain with the left brain. I mean, I got all these contents from the depths to the surface. I have these contents, but now I need to start working with them, with consciousness, with thinking, manipulating them, changing them. Okay, so that's why we put some process and structure into the application, which was the easiest part, because we are coaches, so we just needed to use some of our coaching methodology and get this methodology and put it in the application, mainly using good questions asked in the good time. That's easy to say. It was not as easy to do, but okay, we built up some script, some, I don't know how to say it in English, but some way, some path of questions that leads you through a process by selecting symbols, manipulating these symbols, and then somehow, magic, after 20 or 30 minutes, you see the thing that you started to think about differently, from a different perspective, you found some solutions, you just realize that somehow, I don't know why I didn't choose that before, it's so obvious. So it's like, really, like, sometimes it's really like magic. So this process and structure helps us to not just to observe our emotions and find our hidden emotions and hidden contents, but also to think about them, and that makes us capable of taking actions. That's the end of the process. To take action, to change, to do something. This is the cycle. This is the cycle. Okay, so if we add this up, symbolic thinking with a guided process, that's what we call Simplify, which is the name of the application, and it is also an integration of two words, symbolize and simplify. And it's very important because we believe that by symbolizing a problem, a difficulty, or symbolizing a problem and a difficulty, simplifies its solution. That's why we put these two words together. And in the rest of my time, it's about 8 minutes, I will let you have a look at the application, how it works in the reality. Okay, if I start the app, it's very simple. I really don't like complicated things, so it's very simple. There are not a lot of submenus and buttons and so on. You can start it right away. And me, Julia, who is a virtual coach. I really, really love her. I'm not in love with her, but I really, really love her. I'm in love with my wife. But Julia is very kind, but she's a stock photo. And the funny thing is that people feel connection with this photo. Just a photo. And she asks the question, that she guides me as a user through the process. And when we tested the app, some users said that, oh, she was very kind. She gave me a lot of advice. Now, of course, she doesn't give advice. It's not an AI. It's a simple thing. But people feel connection. Okay, so she introduced herself, so I also give my name. And then, this is only that when you first start the application. She gives some explanation about how this will work, as I gave it to you. And then, here's a screen where you can select what kind of problem do you have, what kind of help do you seek from this application. For now, there are two scripts programmed in it, and then one is coming soon. I choose the first one. I need to change or solve something. And here's the only place in the app, except when I wrote my name, and you have to write. After this, you don't have to write. You just have to select and think and talk and go with the flow. Right? Okay, I can write, for example, this is the name of my topic, the question. I'm sorry. How can I align my role as a leadership coach with my role as a business owner? Which is a difficult thing. I can say, okay. For example, this is my dilemma, my problem. And then Julia says the same thing I asked you before. That, okay, imagine your current situation, and then you will see some symbols. Select the ones that describe best your current situation. And I just see, and okay, yeah, I travel a lot because of this one. And sometimes I feel like stuck, locked somehow. And my current situation. I feel like this one. I don't know the name. Scarecrow. Okay, I feel like Scarecrow. These two roles are constantly changing. And I need to plan a lot, maybe too much. And there is an empty canvas before me. And it scares me sometimes because it's so experimental what I'm doing now. And I also feel like a clown sometimes. and I need to show myself very strong, even if I'm not strong enough. And sometimes I feel that things coming back to me, I've solved them, and they come back again and again, and that it's not good, and I need some more rest, yes. So it's so easy. Okay, what's happened here? It's a trick in the application. It's a little trick, I believe, in the universe and this energy flowing. But I'm a very rational guy, but I also believe in spirituality. So we programmed the random thing here. You got a card. You know, it's from the universe. And Julia says that I'm sure it will have a meaning for you that relates to your kind of. And she's right. And she's right. And she's always right. She's like women. You know, she's always right. Because I know the meaning. I know very well the meaning. Of course I know the meaning. Of course. Some people are like, oh, I'm very good. Or some people say, oh, what this one? And they like an insect, they but want to pull it away. And at the end, they realize that this was the most important part of the sentence. Very, very magical. But the show just begins, because this is the selection. But then, as Julia explains it a bit too long, but after you can skip it, that she asks me to talk about this. You are alone in the room with the application, so you may be like a fool, yeah. May seem like a fool. Some people talk, some people don't. It's okay. You can think about it. But it's better if you talk. And you just start to talk with yourself. I choose this one because I travel more than I want to. And this comes, yeah, okay. I choose this one because sometimes I need to get a role I don't want to get. And yeah, I got this one because I definitely need to spend more time with my daughter. And yes, I choose this one because it is very, very few time that I can have a rest, and so on and so forth. And you start speak out what's inside, and just think about it to yourself. Yeah, to yourself. You can do it loudly, or you can do it silently, just thinking. Some people, it's very lovely because we just tested it, being near, and they're murmuring. But, it's okay. If you are just murmuring, it's okay. And then when you've done, go on, and Julia asked me, okay, that's very good. Then give some structure. Because, of course, they are elements of a bigger structure. These are symbol cards, but they are elements of a bigger structure. So she asked me to create a structure. And I can do it. Of course I can do it. Of course that I know that this is the biggest problem of all. That it's an uncharted territory above me or before me, and this is sometimes I need to be strong, but it's not easy because sometimes I'm too the anxiety is too much. And okay, this is the other thing which is very important, to spend more time with my daughter, and I start to arrange it. Some people cover the card. My best thing is this one. I don't want to see the card. I don't want to see. Very good. And then, okay, you have some structure, more structure than this one. And then Julia asked me, okay, now forget about the present just a bit. And imagine your future where you want to be. Just imagine the situation you want to be, the ideal situation. Imagine it. And then you must see that there are some symbols who don't fit into this better situation. Just get rid of them. Feel free. Just get rid of them. And I get rid of this one, and this one, and also this one, and this one. I let go. Let go of these things. And as I change the symbols, I change my mind. From step by step, I change my mind. And then go on, okay, then choose new symbols. Okay, you can do it, you can choose. And of course, okay, very good. Sometimes I would like to show my other personality as well, which I'm more, not a guy with, I'm here, I did this one. Okay. And okay, this one, more easy, take it easy, like you're in a carpet and don't fear about it. and so on and so forth, and so on. And I choose new cards, and I put these new cards into the old, I need one more minute, thank you, into the old structure. You can do it, you can put. Julia asked me to rearrange the whole structure, and maybe this won't be the most important card, but this will be the most important. And this, also, I really like this card now. Because this expresses me that flying on a carpet may also be scary, but also it's really exciting. It's really exciting. So I rearranged the whole thing. People usually do much nicer things here. And then there are a lot of closing questions. If you do coaching, you know, that summarize it, select what's most important, and so on. So it makes me to prepare for the action part. And also, there is a calendar here. You can plan your first actions, like I will pre-plan all my things, like I'm a man on magic carpet, and I will spend one day in this state of mind on the 29th of, and so on. And then, when you summarized it, this is the last summary, you can select your favorite card in the set. I select this one. And there is an ending, and okay, it also rotated it. So you get this one, it's a summary of what you did. You can use it as a desktop wallpaper, you can print it, you can post it anywhere. People really like it because it's very simple again, but contains all the most important things. So it's simple, you can then share it with you, share it with a friend, you can, yeah, you, how good it was, and it was, you can also recommend it to a friend that, hey, you need a life coach, but I know that you can't afford it, so use this application. It's very simple. We really like it because it's simple. Yeah, she says, see you soon. And the best thing is that anybody can access it. Not anybody, because it's only available for iOS devices, but you can download it now, so it's on the Apple Store if you use iOS devices. I really recommend the iPad, but it's very good on iPhone as well. And we hope that soon we will go out with Android version as well.
Yes, I want to ask you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have an exact plan when, but we plan to.
Yeah, it's a beautiful idea.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.